wrong thing.
Person has to do a Stadlus.
No, the Stadlus could do an Aveira.
Well, Statue with the Turaway, Northwest London, Wednesday, 22nd of Cheshvan, 16th of November, Rabbi Moshe Zulzbacher Shlita, Song of the Lion. This week's Torah is sponsored the third Simchas of Mitzvah of Moti Peltz, Nariyoy, La Shabbos Yir Rotzun, Shizku Herodos, Kenov, Rav Nachas, Semenu Mikol Yitzei Chalotzehem.
Good morning. Shus, Mashver. The Tekufa we're in is the winter, the dark winter months. Growing up in Golders Green, going to my grandfather's Oleg Zuzain's house on Friday night, there's an interesting minag. I don't know if I can call it a minag, but this is what happened in my grandfather's house on a winter Friday night. Since the winter is a long Friday, a long Suda Shavuos, there was time to sing Zmiris. So in the winter, the minag was, or the custom was, to sing all the zmiris. Come to the end of the meal, before Shia Malas, they opened the bencher and they sang all the zmiris. In the winter, in the Shabbos day, it's too short, no zmiris. And faket in the summer. In the summer, on Friday night, it's too short, so no zmiris. But in the Shabbos day, before benching, open the zmiris, sing all the zmiris on Shabbos day. I don't know if this is a minag, but this is what happened. So for me, as a yekka, winter always is the time for Zmiris on Friday night. So, as we enter in the winter, we start singing Zmiris. There's one Zemer which is problematic, l'chayr. Not the whole Zemer, but two lines in the Zemer. And that is Kori Bo'in Olam. In the Zmiris of Kori Bo'in Olam, there's two lines. We say, Prek Yasonoch Mipumai Revoso. Yapich Yasamech Mikoy Galuso. And then we say again, L'mikdo Sheikh Tuv. This is a tefillah that we're saying on during Zmiris for the Golos, the Arichas of Golos, and we want to go back to the Beis HaMikdosh, L'mikdo Sheikh Tuv. And the question is, how we can say a tefillah which is not in Lashon HaKodesh if we're sitting at home, B'yechidus? It's a question asked, and I'd like to today discuss the sugya a bit and come out L'halocha, what exactly is the heter to sing this Zmiris?
What's wrong with?
We're going to explain.
Oh.
It's a tefillah b'loshon Aramis. It's a tefillah, and it's not in Loshon HaKodesh. So the first Maramokim is a Mishnah in Saita, Daf Lamed Beis, and it seems clear-cut. Eilu ne'morim b'chol loshon, these are the things that can be said in all languages, Parashas Saita, Vidu Maisa, Kriya Shema, u'tefillah. Tefillah. Quite early on the list there. Tefillah seems to be an open and shut case. You can say tefillah in any language. Says the Gemara, so much so, it's a svara. The Gemara doesn't even bring a pasuk to support this. It's a svara. If you need to daven, then any language that a person can understand, he's allowed to daven in. He needs his tefillahs to be accepted, so if he understands English better to daven in English. The Gemara says it's a svara. Therefore, what am I doing here? What is the shayla b'chlal? It's a Mishnah in Sota, you can daven in any Loshon, and therefore on Friday night you can sing Zmiris, any Zemer, even if it's Loshon Aramis, there's no problem. However, the Gemara asks Akasha, because this Mishnah seems to go against a member of Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara. But tefillah b'chol Loshon, v'ha'omar Rabbi Yehuda, lo'olam al yishol odom tzrocha b'Loshon Aramis. A person is not allowed to ask his personal needs, or his needs, in Loshon Aramis. So how can the Mishnah say with the Pshitas that you can daven b'chol Loshon? The Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot daven b'Loshon Aramis. Says the Gemara, Do'omer Rabbi Yechanan, kol ha'shol tzrocha b'Loshon Aramis, ei malachi ha'shores nizkokin lo. L'fisha ei malachi ha'shores nakim b'Loshon Aramis. Why can't you daven b'chol Loshon? Because the Malachim don't understand Loshon HaKodesh, Loshon Aramis. And therefore, if I need the Malachim to take my tefillahs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they can't understand Loshon, which is not Loshon HaKodesh, and therefore you're not allowed to daven in Loshon Chayim. So the Gemara makes a distinction. The Gemara says, Loi Kasha, Ha b'yochid, ha b'tzibu. The Mishnah, when it says you can daven b'chol Loshon, is talking about b'tzibu. When you're in a tzibu, you can daven b'chol Loshon. However, when you're davening b'yachidus, Then the Gemara says, you got the problem, Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot daven the Kol Lashon. What's the chiluk? So the chiluk is Lashon, like the Gemara explains. In order for tefillahs to reach the Rabbeinu Shleilam, you need the Malachim. Says the Gemara, but if you're davening the Tzibu and Rabbeinu Shleilam is in that Tzibu, we don't need the Malachim to take our tefillahs, and we can daven directly to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, the Lashon Choy. However, when you daven the Yechidahs and you're not part of a Tzibu, the Rabbeinu Shleilam is not listening directly to a Yochid's Tefillah, it has to go through the Malachim. And therefore, you've got to daven in a Lashon which the Malachim understand. Having said that, it's important to know, a side point, that the Makor Chaim, they've got Dik and Rashi here, and he says that a Yochid davening at the same time of a Tzibu has the Koyach of a Tzibu in the Gabi this Halacha, and you could daven Bechol Lashon even at home, the Yechidahs, as long as you're davening at the same time as the Tzibu. So everything we discussed now, the Yechidahs, we're referring to the Yechidahs, not at the time that the Tzibu is davening. So here we have it, and it's gepaskened in Shulchan Aruch, that a Tzibu may daven Bechol Lashon, Mashaik, and a Yochid can't. Yochid lehispala Bechol Lashon Shigirtze, this is in Kuf Aleph, Vahani Mili Betzibu, Avol Beyochid lo yispala Elo Beloshon HaKadosh. So there we have it. So we've got a Mefurash HaLocha, based on the Gemara and Sotah, that a Yochid, who's not part of a Tzibu, is not allowed to daven in any Loshon he wants. He has to daven Beloshon HaKadosh. So we come back to our problem on Zmiras on a Friday night, when we're davening, and we're saying, Proik Yasonoch Mepuma Revosa L'Mukdoshech Tuv, this is a Tefillah, Beloshon Aramis. How is it muta on a Friday night to sing this?
It's not
to sing Zemmer.
It's just a song. It has to be in Tefillah.
The words are Tefillah. It's a Tefillah.
The most of the words are Aramaic. The whole Yoruba
words. Yeah, but most of it is a Shvach. Most of it is not a Tefillah. These are the two lines in the whole Zemmer, which is a Tefillah that we're davening for the Geula. It's a davening for the Geula, Beloshon Aramis. How's that shtim with the Halacha in Sim Kuf Aleph? This is also a problem on Seder night. On Seder night, we start the Agada by saying Holach Ma'anyo, and again we say a Tefillah. Hoshato Avdi Lashon Abo Ba'arad Yisrael B'nei Chayrim, and Ba'arad Yisrael. We're davening that we should stop being slaves to the Golos, and we should go back to Eretz Yisrael, to the base of Mikdash. This is a Tefillah B'loshon Aramis, and we're not in a Tzibul. We're sitting around, even though you have a minion, but it's got a din for the Yochid, as we'll see. And therefore, how can we daven this Tefillah? Now, there is a pshat I heard that it's not actually a Tefillah. The reason why we say Holach Ma'anya and we daven, sort of, for the Geula is because there's a famous question. 4/5 of Klal Yisrael were nifta in Mitzrayim. So how can we say Avodim Ayinu and we would be saved had we been there? How can we say that? How are we so confident that we're from the 1/5? So the answer that up here, Das Tekenu, Bar Tosef, is that the reason why the 1/5 of Klal Yisrael were saved was b'schus of their munah, and they never munsiayish from the Geula. That's why they were saved. They always had their munah b'tochen that there's going to be a Geula. Therefore, on the beginning of the Seder night, before we declare that Ilu Hoyoshon, we would be saved, we start the Agada with a declaration, not a Tefillah, a declaration that this time next year we will be in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, once we've declared Ayamuna that this time next year we will be saved, then we can start our Agada and say, Avodah Mayun, had we been there, we've been saved, because we're declaring that we have this Emuna that they had, the 1/5 Klal Yisrael had then. But the Pashas is not like that. The Pashas is a Tefillah that we're about to embark on the Seder, and we want next year to bring a Korban Pesach. So again, how can we say this Tefillah, Beloshon Aramis? So, the riff in Brochus, Paskins this Gemara and Seder, and in that riff, there's a Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah asks an amazing question. The Rabbeinu Yonah asks, he doesn't understand. You're telling me that a Yochid is not allowed to daven a tefillah beloshen choyl. It has to be beloshen HaKodesh because he doesn't have the Rabbeinu Yonah direct. He needs to come through to Malachim. Frek the Rabbeinu Yonah, minag olam. The minag olam is that noshim who are mechuyev in tefillah, they daven at home beloshen choyl. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Minag olam, kol olam, noshim are davening at home b'chol loshen shiirtzu. So how is it that they can daven b'chol loshen shiirtzu, and you have a Gemara that says that a yochid is not allowed to daven b'loshen aramis? It's an amazing Rabbein Yehuda. He doesn't machavek the minag. Minag of Noshim. You would have said, okay, the Noshim have made a mistake. He said, because this is the minag ha'olam, the chol ha'olam, he says, that the Noshim daven the chol Noshim, then we've got to explain the Gemara. How does that minag stim with the Gemara? Rabbein Yehuda gives a teret. And Rabbein Yehuda says, a yesoy. He says, it's true that there's an issa for yochid to daven b'loshon aramis. However, if he's davening a tfilas tzibur, meaning he's taking the tzibur that the tzibur daven, and they daven, and he takes that tfilah and davens it at home, the yechidus, then you can substitute that tfilah into a loshon choyl as well. And therefore the noshon, they're coming home and they're taking the tfilah of the tzibur. They're not making up their own tfilahs, they're saying the tfilah of the tzibur. Then says Rabbein Yehuda, it's mutter to change the loshon. That's Rabbein Yehuda's yesod. He adds onto the Gemara, and this is a chiddush, that the Gemara says a tzibur is mutter and a yochid's not. It's also for a yochid, and he says the issa by yochid is only when he's doing a tfilas yochid. But if he does the tfilah of the tzibur, then a yochid is allowed to, just like a tzibur is to daven the loshon aramis.
Even if it's not the same time.
Yes, even a tfilas, yeah. If it's the same time, they have a din of a tzibur. Even if it's not the same time. Come out that Yirkum Purukum that we say on Shabbos, so a Yochid, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, would be able to say it. The second one, not, because there we're referring to the tzibur that we're davening with, Kahola Kadisha Hodein, you can't say that at home. But the first one where we're davening for the Moronim Rabbonim, then you would be allowed to, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, say that at home. Who are in slichas? If someone's found at home, can't come to shul for slichas, and there's tefillas at the end, so you have to be careful. Some of the tefillas you're mentioning the tzibur that are around you, you have to miss those out. But the tefillas which are by Amr-Meh, which the tzibur say in shul, you can say at home, even though it's b'loshon aramis. That is Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat. But it doesn't help us for zmiras. Zmiras is not a tefillas tzibur. Not a tefillah tzibur. It's not what the tzibur daven in shul. It's our own tefillah, which we all say b'yechidus at home. So again, it doesn't really help Rabbeinu Yonah's yosoid for our minhag to sing zmiras prik yasonof on Friday night. The Rosh gives another teretz. The Rosh says to the same question: how can the noshim at home daven b'yechidus b'loshon aramis? The Rosh says, I don't understand the problem. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that b'loshon aramis you're not allowed to daven. Aramaic. And Aramaic is a mystical language which is very close to Lashon HaKodesh, and so far, therefore, we don't want to, the Malachim sort of hate the language. That's what the Rosh says. They don't like dealing with that language. They understand it, but they don't like touching it because they're accustomed to Lashon HaKodesh, and if they start mixing around a language which is a bit similar to Lashon HaKodesh, they sort of don't like to deal with it, says the Rosh. But any other language, there's no problem. Any Loshon Chol, even if it's not Loshon HaKodesh, there's no problem. Therefore, he doesn't stand the whole problem. Rabbeinu Yonah comes with the Teretz, and based on the Chiddush, he's adding to the Gemara, says the Rosh doesn't stand the problem. The Rosh says the whole problem is Loshon Aramis. En Hanami, if a Yochid, if the woman would daven at home b'Loshon Aramis, that would be a problem. But most women are not davening b'Loshon Aramis. They're davening English, French, Spanish. Says the Rosh, there's no problem. There's no problem in the first place for a malach to take a Loshon Chol. The whole problem was if they take a Loshon Aramis. If they're not davening the Loshon Aramis, then it's fine. Give come out, according to the Rosh, that Yirkum Purukum would be a problem by Yechidus. And so passing the Oizarua. The Oizarua says, I don't understand how a Tzibur can say Oizarua, can say Yirkum Purukum. Zok the Oizarua, I don't understand. It's a Tzibur. If a Tzibur, the Gemara says a Tzibur can say Yirkum Purukum. However, Mashma and the Oizarua, Yochid would not be also. It's clear that the Oizarua learned, like the Rosh, that the whole problem is Aramaic. Aramaic, B'yechidus, would be a problem. Yirkum Purukum, you wouldn't be able to say. Again, we're stuck. Sayyid comes with Rosh, and Sayyid comes with Rabbein Yehuda, Holach Ma'anya, Yirkum Purukum is going to be a problem, because this is a Tfilas Yochid, which is an Aramaic. Rabbein Yehuda won't help us because it's a Tfilas Yochid, and the Rosh won't help us because it's Aramaic. So we have no Eitzah so far in the Rishonim to explain our minhag. One could perhaps suggest, and as those Maduik, Be'emes in the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ben Yehuda's in two places. In one, in Brochas, when he speaks it out, it's quite meduyik. We read it carefully what he means. He never meant Rabbeinu Yona to say that a tefillas tzibul is mutter. Only a tefillas tzibul. Mashiach, a tefillas yochid is also. The lashon of Rabbeinu Yona there is that when you're davening for a tzibul, it's mutter. The chiluk of Rabbeinu Yona is not that if you're taking the tefillah of the tzibul and you're davening that tefillah at home, then it's mutter. Rabbeinu Yona is saying much more than that. Rabbeinu Yona says a yochid is allowed to daven for a tzibul b'chol lashon. The only problem is when he's davening for his own tzrochim. That is what Rabbeinu Yona says. It's quite meduyik in one place. Another place is not so meduyik, but in Brochus, Rabbeinu Yona is quite meduyik that the heter for a yochid to daven is the issa for a yochid to daven is only when he's davening a tefillas yochid. But if he's davening a davening for the tzibul, even though he's not taking a tefillah of the tzibul, just the mere fact that he's davening for a tzibul would be mutter. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yona, our problem is the soul. Halach ma'anya, you're davening for the gula. There can't be any tefillah which is for the tzibul, which is more potent than that. Then you got you can prove them again, you're davening for the gula. There wouldn't be a problem. You're davening for the tzibul, yeah. Again, this won't help for the Rosh Lachayr, because the Rosh is very clear. The Loshon HaRamiz is a no-no for the Rosh. Once it's HaRamiz, there's nothing you could do. However, I did see a Metzia,
also... How does the Rosh learn about Yukum Bukhan?
The Rosh says that you type a concert.
No.
A Yochid.
And
a Tzibah, yes. The Gemara says Tzibah and Yochid.
Because you don't come to the Malachim, that's why...
That's right. But a Yochid is not going to help you. As always, not the Rosh. However, there's a Metzia I found in a Mekor Chaim, the Chavis Yoy, a big chiddush, but he says that the Rosh, the emes is masmin to Rabbeinu Yona. The Rosh is masmin to Rabbeinu Yona. The question of the Noshim, he would be happy with Rabbeinu Yona's Yasod that to daven for a tzibul is mutter even be a chiddush. However, all the Rosh is saying is that you don't need to come on to that Yasod. You don't have to come on to that Yasod that when you're davening for a tzibul, you can just say it, not Loshon HaRamiz. So therefore, the Rosh says the Mekor Chaim is moider to Rabbeinu Yona. So any heter that we're going to find which works for Rabbeinu Yona, says the Mekor Chaim, the Rosh will be masking. The Rosh is just adding his own yesod, which in a way wouldn't need to come on to Rabbeinu Yona. But it doesn't mean to say, says the Mekor Chaim, that the Rosh is chaylik on Rabbeinu Yona. And therefore, we would be fine. Because Enoch Hanami appeared the yesod of the Rosh, that Yochid can't say it's filled, but Loshon HaRamiz. But if the Rosh is masking to Rabbeinu Yona as well, and Rabbeinu Yona, we said, is a yesod to daven for the tzibul would be mutter, then if that would work for Rabbeinu Yona, and we know the Rosh learns like Rabbeinu Yona, then says the Mekor Chaim, it would be mutter. So therefore, we've got Rabbeinu Yona and the Rosh, Lefi the Mekor Chaim, telling us that you would be allowed to daven a tefillah for the tzibul, and that would help us for Prok Yasonoch and Holach Manya. Again, according to the Ezer Ruah, this would zichur not help us, because the Ezer Ruah clearly learns that the whole heter for a person to say Yukum Brukon is only the tzibul. So according to him, there's no wiggle room. Yochid cannot even say Yukum Brukon, which is tefillas tzibul, which is zichur the Rabbeinu Yona would hold of. So according to his ruah won't help. But according, we've got a Rosh, a Peter Mekor Chaim, and we've got Rabbeinu Yona, which according to both of them, our minhag of saying Prok Yasonoch would be okay. The problem starts really with a Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh is in Gvuras Ari in Yuma. And there he asks a kasha. According to his kasha, we're going to have problems. The Gemara there says that the Kohen Gadol, after his avodah of Yom HaKippurim, he davened at Tefillah Katzor. That was the Tefillah Katzor. Now, what was that Tefillah Katzor? So the Gemara tells us what the Tefillah Katzor was. Yirotzen milfonecha Hashem elikeinu shetehe shona zu geshuma v'shechuna. It should be a rainy year and a hot year. Shechuna is Aramaic for the sun. Shechuna for the heat. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Shechuna ma'ilusahi, to be hot is a maila. So the Gemara, no, it says, if it is a very hot year, im shechuna, if it's a very hot year, then we should have geshuma. So the Gemara explains his tefillah. But Akal Ponim, his tefillah, come to the Gemara was the Loshon Aramis. His Tamlin Geshuma is Loshon Aramis, Shchuma is Loshon Aramis. Frek the Shagas Arya, I don't understand. How is it possible for the Kohen Gadol, he's a Yochid, how is it possible for him to daven this tefillah, which is Loshon Aramis? How does it shtim with...
So later on there's a whole phrase about that the Melucha shouldn't go away from Beis Yehuda. That's a Delor or something, or something. That's a Loshon Aramis.
Right.
The end of the same tefillah.
So that would help for Rabbeinu Yehuda, but it wouldn't help for the first line.
That would be for the
cloud. Oh. That is Shagazar's Kasha. This tefillah, if it's a hot year, then we should have rain, and he said it, but Loshon Aramis, how does that shtim with... Sorry? Says the Shagas Arya, perhaps we can suggest, says the Shagas Arya, that the heter was because he was davening for a tzibur. That's the Shagas Arya's suggestion. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to daven b'loshon aramis, can the tzibur, can the yochid? The yochid is allowed to daven if he's davening for the tzibur. So this is clear, black and white, what we are medayik and Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says those words, that if you're davening l'tzorchei tzibur, it's mutter. If you're davening l'tzorchei yochid, it's osur. Comes along Shagas Arya, he doesn't mention any rishon, and he says, maybe the reason why the Kohen Gadol was allowed to daven this tefillah, because he's davening for the tzorchei of the tzibur. To which the Shagas Arya says, you can't say this. Says the Shagas Arya, why not? Because the Gemara says, can be yochid, come the tzibur. A tzibur is allowed to, a yochid is not allowed to. To come and add heterim onto that Gemara and say that the whole issa by yochid is only in such a case, and such a case it would be mutter, says the Shagas Arya, I don't want to get involved. The Gemara says tzibur is mutter, yochid is also, a yochid will be also the whole time. So I don't understand this Shagas Arya. However you learn Rabbeinu Yonah, you want to learn Rabbeinu Yonah like the way we learned it originally, that it's a tfilas tzibur is mutter, tfilas yochid is also. Or you want to learn Rabbeinu Yonah like we developed, that it's a tfilah for a tzibur is mutter and a tfilah for a yochid is also. Either way, you're adding on to the Gemara. You're making a sif cotton onto the Gemara. The Gemara says a yochid is also and a tzibur is mutter, and comes along Rabbeinu Yonah, however you learn it, that the issa that we said that applies to a yochid is only in such a case, only when he's davening a tfilas yochid, or only when he's davening for himself. Either way, you're adding something onto the Gemara which the Shagas Arya doesn't want. Shagas Arya says clearly, I want to suggest that a yochid is only osa when he's davening for himself, but when he's davening for a tzibur, then it's mutter. Says Shagas Arya, I can't, because the Gemara is very, very absolute. Tzibur or yochid. Tzibur is mutter, yochid's osa. I don't understand. Rabbeinu Yonah, however you learn Rabbeinu Yonah, is adding onto the Gemara. So what is the problem that Shagas Arya has? But either way, the Shagas Arya, will feed his understanding, we don't have any heter for our minad, which is, by the way, the title, the Song of the Lion, the Gevuras Ari. Ari, how could he sing Zmiris? How could Ari, the Shagas Arya, sing Zmiris on Friday night? According to him, you can't add on to the Gemara. The Gemara says a tzibur is mutter, a yochid is also. However you learn, the yochid is, if he's a yochid and he's not a tzibur, it's going to be also. So I found in the Shailas Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank, he says the Yesod based on a Diak in the Gemara. The Chudash Diki Yesod. He says that if you read the Gemara, what's the problem? What is the whole problem? Lo'ilam al Yishol Otom Tzrochov Beloshon Aramis. His needs. Says the Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Tshuvas Simon Samach Beis, says that the whole problem here is trochov. This is gashmius, that's his deal. Trochov seems to imply a gashmiistic need. If you're davening for ruchnius, says the Tzvi Pesach Frank, ruchnius doesn't fall into this whole category. And therefore, our problem of saying zmiris on Friday night, or halach ma'anya, where we're davening for the gula, now we might have in mind some of our gashmiistic problems in those tefillahs, but the yesod we're davening for the mikdoshech tuv, for the ruchnius that comes with the gula. And therefore, says the Tzvi Pesach Frank, there's no problem. for Zmiris. Now he does point out that Yukum Purukum might be a problem because Yukum Purukum, we do mention Nezoyne Revichi with Tukun Nagashmi. So therefore he says that Yukum Purukum might be a problem. But Akuponim for Zmiris, that would help us. But again, it's a diuk on a Gemara which the Rishonim don't bring down.
I will learn for them in Strochum, but he's private, but for the Klal, he's still up. Could learn it for you. Al is private,
Tzrochov,
for his private
thing. Oh, so you need to put the Klal,
yes.
So you're narrowing it down even further. The whole issue is Tzrochov for Yochid. So you could answer the Shag Zara's Kashin.
That's right.
Very good. I found yesterday, actually, a tshuva from the Ben Ish Chai, Torah Sishmo, Simon Mentes. He says, he doesn't back it up at all. He says it with a pshitas. He just says, in one line, he says that an Ace Rotzen, you're allowed to daven b'chol loshen, a yochid, an ace rotzen. Now, it's above my pay grade to decide what an ace rotzen is. But the havona is that an ace rotzen, the Rebbeinu Shalom is there. If the Rebbeinu Shalom is there, then we have a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos says that a chayla, when you're davening for a chayla, then it depends where you are. If you're right by the chayla, you can daven b'chol loshen shiirtze. Why? Says the Gemara, because the Rishchina is shruya al roisha shel a chayla. If you're directly by the chayla, then you can daven b'chol loshen because you don't have to come onto malachim. Says the Ben Ish Chai, every ace rotzen is like that. The ace rotzen is where the Rebbeinu Shalom is found. You can daven directly to the Rebbeinu Shalom without coming through to malachim. Oh, so that's the chayra. Oh, so the chayra. If you say that the Shabbos is the ace rotzen, then I don't know why, I'm sure this brought down somewhere, but maybe if Shabbos is an Ace Rotzen, then, and Seder Night is Zichel Lechayr an Ace Rotzen, the Kana Ben Shoyl can daven for what you want on Seder Night, it's Ace Rotzen, Ben Shalom is there, then you could apply the Svara of the Ben Ish Chai. Like I said, he doesn't back it up, he just says it on his own. We can rely on the Ben Ish Chai for this, you saw, that every Ace Rotzen is a time when we can daven b'chol loshen shiyitze. An alternative pshat.
Does that fit into the Gemara?
Sorry?
How did it fit into the Gemara?
The whole issa is only when we need to come on through from malachim.
And the ace rotzen you don't
need. Ace rotzen you go straight to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's just like the Gemara Shabbos, where you daven like a chayim.
Even private. So the Gemara is
all the Gemara is referring to is when we're davening in a time which is not ace rotzen.
And sichas is also an ace rotzen.
So you say you could say yochid could.
Is outside here with us.
Yeah, in ready slichas.
Yeah,
ready in slichas. No,
in the whole of Tishri, yeah, but Melech Besoda.
Could be with us. Okay, if then you can say.
Close.
I think Shlo says that Yochid can do the whole slichas. Doesn't have to worry about any of the. Maybe it's based on this idea that it's rot. One Yom Yisod we could come around. It's a similar yisod, but we know, I just mentioned, the Gemara Shabbos says, when you daven for chayla, and you're davening in the presence of the chayla, then you can daven b'chol loshen. So we see that if the Rebbeinu Shalom is there, you can go straight through to the Rebbeinu Shalom.
Somebody who's sick himself.
Yeah.
The
Shema, the people around him as well.
No, himself, when he's davening b'chayla, is a sick person.
Yeah, he can daven b'chol loshen. You can daven b'chol loshen. So if we apply that to Shabbos as well, Ken Zayin, on Friday night, we take over the malachim, and the Eidim of Kedushin, or Eidim of Mesuim, come into the house, and we say, Tzeiskom Mesholim, the Eidim go out, because now we'll be Yechidus with the Rebbeinu Shleilim. And Shabbos is the time of Yechidus with the Rebbeinu Shleilim. It's just us and the Rebbeinu Shleilim, and who are they on Seder night? It's just us and the Rebbeinu Shleilim, and therefore, again, based on this idea that we can daven straight to the Rebbeinu Shleilim, we can daven b'chol loshen, that might answer the minhag of say Kriya Sonach, and who didn't the Shag Zari could rely Ken Zayin, if the Shag Zari did sing Zmiris, which you could assume he did, then he relied Ken Zayin that it's a yichud of the Rebbeinu Shleilim, we're daven straight to the Rebbeinu Shleilim, or it's Ace Rotzen, or like the Har Tzvi says, it's a ruchnis tikkun tefillah. Ruchnis tikkun tefillah might be not taken to the
Hatsvi.